Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello. This topic in our series of M in our entrepreneurship of A to Z, our M topic is motivation. Now, we need it, we want it, and a lot of entrepreneurs are already very self-motivated when everything is going well. But what happens every now and then where you feel like the forces of the universe are working against you? Things just aren't hitting the way you want them to, or even the way you're used to them. That is the trick to motivation. How do you pull yourself out of the dumps? And let's be honest, sometimes you're going to be in the dumps. That's the realistic part of it. That's us being real with each other. Me being honest with you about the ups and downs, the highs and lows. I think if anything, if you follow my journey, it's just watching how to rebound as quickly as possible. Sometimes it's faster than others. Sometimes even the people that we watch the most, and even if you look up to them and they seem like they're always on a high, the reality is there literally is not a camera on them 24/7. There's whole periods where you can snip together and you can't see the sequence of events or the behind the scenes. That's what social media is predicated on. That's what the whole basis of it is, just giving you the snapshots. And most people are going to give you the highlights, not the lowlights, the highlights. So put all that aside and let's talk reality. Everyone has ups and downs. So motivating yourself. Let me give you a few tips. First of all, just being around other motivated people. Watch your surroundings, watch your circle. And I know a lot of people who have had to narrow their circle or realize that there's a time and place for certain friends, but your very closest friends that understand the journey that you've chosen to take is going to be much smaller, especially smaller than what you see in your social media following. Don't believe those numbers. Don't get caught up. Don't look to social media for your validation or your motivation. Let's talk about another rule here. Make sure the rule that you'll hear is treat everyone else as an individual. Everyone's circumstance is different. But the key here is make sure you recognize you're an individual. Put yourself in that category. So your journey, your progress, your rate of success is going to be different than another person's. No matter what you do, even if you think you're following in someone's footsteps, the reality is it's still you're making a new footprint every time you step in someone else's footprint. And so the outcome, the results, the reaction is going to be different. It's different times and always changing circumstances. So remember, this is your own individual journey and you're living this as each page is being written in each chapter. So embrace that and give yourself a lot of leeway, because the path that you're taking is still being written. So there's always an opportunity to rebound from whatever the current situation is that might have you a little bit unmotivated. Another rule, setting smaller targets. You can have your overall goal, your overall vision, your plan, all of those things. But give yourself credit for the small wins, the small targets, the small challenges, because those all add up into the big win, the big challenge. And so give yourself little bite-sized targets, especially when you've had a series of setbacks or things not going the way you want. Don't focus on the big ones. Sometimes do a little reset and just take the baby steps until you're ready again to look ahead at what's ahead. Then another rule, remember progress and remember and let that progress motivate you. So in order to look at progress, you've got to look back sometimes. Look back at how far you've come. And even if it's not as far as you think you should be, where did that thought process come from? You decided in your head, I should be at this point. Maybe because you're comparing yourself to someone. But regardless, just appreciate that progress just in your own context. You're not where you used to be. So if you made it to this point, then if you keep moving forward, you can't move forward by continuing to look backwards. Just look over your shoulder and then turn back forward and keep moving. Use that to motivate yourself. Sometimes it's a picture or something that really helps and reminds you of your progress. Use that as maybe post it on your mirror or somewhere where you can see it every day. Have it framed next to your computer or in your office or on your laptop or on your phone. Save it as the front page. Just pick that picture that is a motivator for you, that shows you a milestone, some form of progress that reminds you, you did it once, you can do it again and again and again. Just keep moving forward. Talk about your environment. Let's talk about that. Make sure you have a motivating environment. And maybe what used to motivate you doesn't still motivate you. Change it up some. Think about the colors and even think about the clutter. Sometimes clutter makes us, our thoughts cluttered. Sometimes you need an open, fresh, a window that's overlooking something that energizes you. Figure out what is a motivating environment for you. If need be, shop around. Go to a couple of stores with office supplies or even to the places that allow you to rent office space. See what type of ambiance they've created. They're professionals in creating these atmosphere where people can work remote. Take some tips from them and create that motivating environment for yourself. Provide some realistic and reasonable rewards for yourself. And what that means, don't go overboard. Don't blow the budget rewarding yourself, but just enough based on your achievement and your progress that you yourself are providing the reward, the satisfaction. You're not looking to others or to some type of social media or some type of outward indicator that you've succeeded or you've made progress. Just find a reward system for yourself and make it, again, it can be small, it can be trivial, but it's something that you yourself are giving yourself that small pat on the back for achieving one of those bite-sized goals that you've set up. Maybe it's just a small piece of chocolate, but whatever that personal reinforcement is. And then also give recognition. Sometimes the change has to begin with you. Sometimes you may feel like you're not getting the recognition that you deserve for what you've achieved, but maybe it begins by giving recognition to others. The boomerang effect. Put it out in the universe. Sow those seeds of giving recognition. And then see how the universe reacts to your giving. And watch it come back to you. Just keep in mind, motivation, it's important, and it's not something that we can always take for granted. When you find yourself getting into a rut and not being able to find the motivation for something that you once had great passion for, don't just dismiss it as being lazy or losing interest or not being meant to be. There's just going to be those periods, and that's where perseverance comes in, pushing yourself past this. This is just for a season. What your vision is and your passion is still there. You just have a few distractions that maybe are clouding your motivation, subduing your energy, but that it's only meant to be temporary. And if not, be vocal about it. Talk about it. Talk about with others who have been on this same path. Not people who haven't been on this path, but people who've been on this path that can share with you that it's reasonable and it's okay. And to give yourself some time and to acknowledge that, hey, my motivation right now isn't where it used to be or where it should be or needs to be, but it's just something I've got to work through. And that's something that you've got to allow yourself to be able to acknowledge and say, regardless of what everyone else is saying. So motivation is important, but it has its good days and its bad days. But you're still on the right track. That's our topic for today. Continue listening and feel free to give me feedback. I'm Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. Bye for now.